בין שני מריצי שלישי, וימצא לך לפיו המצד עצומו. ובזמן הזה, שנאיכו את הארץ מצויים, אב בפיו משקה עם צורך לפיו, ודלית לו בשם. אוי, בשניו, אם יוצא שעם צורך לפיו בשם הוא נתן לבית. So in other words, if he didn't wash the first time, so of course then he has to wash the second time because of the bath. But if he did wash, even though he's not required, so Mele, he does not have to wash again for the bath. So he says, Bizman Chazal. He said, Bizman Chazal. Bizman Chazal. So then, Dovah Shetibur Rebi Mashke required Al-Pidin Nitile, Mishum Tumet, Bizman Chazal, Dovah Shetibur Rebi Mashke. So Mimele, Hes Hadas Pasol. Mashe Inke, Hes Hadas Pasol, that even if it's Piteicha Sude, he's the same Sude, he washed immediately after Kirish. So, he's the same Sude, but there were certain Efsekim, Hagodeh, Hallel, so that's like Etchadah. So maybe he was Negea. So there was Etchadah. So when did Etchadah pass? That was if the Nitila Shedayim is required because of Tumeh, so then Etchadah is the Pesach. Etchadah is the Pesach. Now what does the Gemara say mean? The Gemara says, Dilmenoga. So what does it mean? And suppose, it is Klavish Mayer's idea that he was not Negea, Bimokim Timami Tumet. So then it means that he is not Mechuyev to be Negea as Yodov. It's only because objectively there is a Sophie, maybe he can't trust himself, even though he has the impression that he was not Negea Bidovram Tumet, but he shouldn't trust himself, maybe he's making a mistake. No, it's not Mashma like that. Because from the Shem it appears that, and the Rosh Hagmor is like that, Dilma asuche asko idante vinoga. Monashea. So the Rashbam says, vinoga bishum dobotim. No bishum dobotim. So why does Gemara have to say, asuche asko idante vinoga? So the pshat could be, I mean, that he forgot, so inadvertently he touched the Mokhlo. I know that this, but the pshat, it appears, from the Meiri it appears, that the pshat is, if a person, let's say, was saying that, but, and he was preoccupied with Agode, and the Hallel, and so it was likely for him to inadvertently touch Mokhi Mitzvah. Inadvertently. So even if Klal Tishmai is done that he didn't touch, but the fact that he was Osuk in such a way that it was very likely for him to be negated the Mitzvah, that in itself is a Tzachadah. And the Tzachadah, this is how the Mitzvah is. And the Tzachadah, so as long as Mitzvah is a time, is required mission to me. Now, the meal is only sitting in the Mase, you don't even have to be nameless, Yodam. You don't even have to be nameless, Yodam. But this man, Chazal, when they were Zoya Bitum Litare, so, yes, it required to say, I'm mission to me. So Mimele has Hadas, Pasos, even in the midst of the Sukkot. That's how that's possible. Masha'in came with that pass. So the real sheet is like the Rambam. That pass, the Nitzvah Shedayim for pass is only based upon the kills. Not mission to me. So Mimele has a Hadas in the midst of the same Sude. Doesn't even pass it. So if it's another Sude, then there is another Mitzvah of Nitzvah Shedayim. There is another Mitzvah of Nitzvah Shedayim. So the Gemara in Chum says that make Lord of the Yod of Shachri, so Masna of Falayim. So only if there was a snowy. And this was a truck, he has to go to work, so he will not be able to wash his hands when he's again in the course of the day. So then there is a loche, there is a head there of Nikol the Yod of Shachris, who masno of Falaye. So it's only if it's masno of Falaye. But otherwise, not. Otherwise, not. Why? Because there is a Hesachadas. So only if he was masno at the beginning of the day, so then it's all right. But if he was not Masne, not. So there is a different Sude. That's why he has to be Masne. Masne in here, insofar as Pas is concerned, he washed his hands before the Kalpas. So Mimela is the same Sude. So even if true that that on account of the fact that he was preoccupied with Agoda and the Hallel, so it was very likely for him, it was very natural for him to touch him or to meet him. So maybe that itself is Ezechatah. But inasmuch, and this is really cheated, because for pass who, so there is no requirement of Ezechatah because of Tumen, but only because of a mitzvah. So what's the halacha? If one wants to eat pass, so before the Sude in which he eats pass, yes, what? So even if there is Ezechatah, as long as it's in the same Sude, he doesn't even have to be mass. Where does he have to be mass? If it's in a different Sude, but if it's in the same Sude. So he doesn't even have to be mass. This is what he says. Not like this. Abba Fisher not on your own, because he's so little your own, and Abba is pushing. If he is Abba, he is here 90. He said, no, God, we mock him, shame, hold, and he is a dad. The Hosulam, Sam Yadai, we saw when Pila Akash is full of the mash. The Shemo Tema. So in other words, has a das, where it is based upon Tume, so Mimela has a das, revert back the Yadai to the status of Tume. Even if it's the same today. But the Shemo Tema of Abeloiti, who are so quick to pass anything, Shemitil is today with Tamis Kadishte, only Elvi Tamis Kadishte, not because of Tume. So Mimela, even though the Hadas will revert back the Yadai to the original status of Shnias L'Tumeh. So it's like someone touching in the middle of the Sudeh Tfil or Mizuz. So the Yodai will revert back to the status of Shnias L'Tumeh. But as long as he was behind the mitzvah of Yodai Mitulis, of Yodai Mitulis, at the beginning of the Sudeh. So for the duration of the Sudeh, he already fulfilled the mitzvah, unless it will be a different Sudeh. You'll be willing to eat pass in a different Sude, so then there'll be a Yuchil. So you see, I mean, that's all, the mere Shite is also in line with the Shite Saram. All right.
The rest of the Gemara, by Omar Ove, that cooked the stolen day by Omar Ove, Kola Mati Yotso. Now it takes me, so we learn the big takes me, it starts, and cook the small and dollars and then he cooked the small and days. Now when you look at the other things, it's kape, we didn't burn it. Now in kape, so there are two pshot. One pshat in kape is a certain kind of a poison that is in the Hazares, and that poison is removed by putting it in the Harises, by immersing it in the Harises, and then the pshat of the Rachis, that kapi is a certain kind of worm. Now if it's worm, how are you allowed? So this is sakonet, if it's alive. If it's dead, there is no sakonet. If it's alive, so there is a sakonet. Now, if it is a worm, so it shouldn't be allowed, So the answer is, because there is a haloche that the worms that originate in the peiris, after they were detached from the karka, so if they become wormy, while they're still attached, so then it changes a lot. But if they were his sleeve, after they were neka from the karaka, so then until they are removed from the peira, they're not us. They're not us. So the male and mitzad is of the loyim, of shotim, so then it doesn't apply. But because of sakone. So by immersing it in the harese, so you deaden the worm. So Mimele, there is no sakonet. These are the two pshat. Kape, the taste of it. Pirish rach, tilas. The bitanye, a tilas she biyitre zeitzi, ve she biyitre kvoni, ve a kape she biyarek, ve a yakrushin she biyayin bechilet, that originated in the peres. So until they are removed from there, they are with a hilum top. Vim teva, titshe mune, so deretz, So that's a price. So Tikshim and Shmuel Doma Besefer Preifes Tishu Sheis Lio Be Ovio Osea Osea Bivio means while still is in the process of growth, and it can be even after it is detached from the tree. It can also, you know, sometimes you detach certain foods, certain from the Mechudea, but it's not ripe, and it ripens. After it is detached. You can even buy in the store bananas that are not ripe. And then after the bananas stay a few days in your house, so then they're ripe. So Shmuel says if Kisha is Leo Piovio, if it became wormy, even after it is detached from the carcass. Even after it is detached, but it's still in the process of growth. It's process of growth, so it's also we should share some shares of art. So but this vice says, Hatila should be crazy, she be funny, Vakapo should be yerek, Harimutori. Umu Shmuel Sova, Gida Vice and my sosa. There's another vice. Another vice that it's muta. I mean that it's awesome. So there is also some melee, it's no kashe to Shmuel from this vice. Umiuk Saskosh. The Mukomo came a mile and might say how price also. Because there the more who mentions prices, there is one price that says that the tilas in the Paris is osea, and there is another price that says it is muter. Why doesn't the Gemara in Chum cite this vice that Rashba mentions? Miuk Saskoshe become a Kamayu Marisa Ha Vice also. Veit Shmuel. Now Shmuel himself, all right, Shmuel has another vice. But Shmuel himself says that Kishas Yisliyo is osea. Even before it was removed from the pair. So, and it originated in the pair. And even though it's not Mechubal Karke, the pair is not Mechubal Karke. So it's still Osea. So how could Shmuel eat more according to Raskat? According to Raskat. In other words, because the Chazer says that he lasts. And we plunge the Chazeres in the Chareses in order to deaden. But insofar as the love of the Tfotoloim is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's alive or it's dead. So even after it was immersed in the Harises, it still has, but it's dead. So it still has the Tilas. And according to Shmuel, so it's awesome. Now this is only according to the Rakhsha, according to the Adapsha, so there's no Kash. In other words, it made a thorough bdikin. But there shouldn't be any tilas. In Canaan, I told her, it seems like a kabbet. What if Shachit was bidding? So then there is no need. So then everybody has to do it that way. So there is no need for her. In Canaan, I told her, it seems like a kabbet. Vishemo, birei, virokis. In Bohem, kabbet. So in other words, insofar as the love is concerned, so there's a loch, we go basalot. We are not cheshish. We are not cheshish for a mute. So most chazeres does not have this tilas. And adataloi, so then a superficial decay will give us a guarantee that the adataloi's will remove. But this specific tilas, that is the sakone, so that's not much, only the mute. So in kolatere kule, we rely on law, but there is a law that Gemara in Chum points out. Chmir is a counter to Yisurim. In other words, that in regard to Sakonis Nefoshes, we don't rely on the regular criteria of Badoyes, of proof. So law is a criterion of proof. Yeah, but in Kolater Yikur, Nisa Beta. But regarding Sakonis, so the Roshna Rambam is, Vitzorich Lizoya Bidovo Ze Yofi Yofi. So in other words, so even an echshosher in chayiki of sakonis nefoshes, we have to be zoya. So, in order to dispose of the echshosher in chayiki, so we have to immerse in chareisis. Bisomach shmula ragube, umishim sakane dikape, hashino limiute, vitzorich chareisis. It's all right. Now, tzorich shiyite ubi tibushay. Ladov cannot have the table shape. The other way, Bosra Meitz, the boy in Tel Sidak, we mentioned here last time this place, because in connection with the beer that I discussed. El Agav Tibur Rish is not a table shape, but until now we come to the table boy. So the teacher says that when the Gemara says that even though he washed his hands before the table Rish, he still has to wash his hands again before the table shape, so it doesn't mean only because of the table. Only because of the table. He certainly has to wash his hands again. He certainly has to
wash his hands again because of the mitzvah of the matzah that he has to eat. But he mentions tibul sheni to advise us that even for the sake of the tibul sheni, he has to wash his hands again. But certainly because of the matzah that he has to wash again, even though he already who washed once. Now, until another gal, but the chiddush is that until another, the second mikveh is required even for the sake of the second king. Not only for the sake of the name that he's going to eat the matzah, but even for the sake of the second king. Asuch ha-meis ha-taitim no. Ten, mai tzorich la-haitayim. Ten, reklaim din tila re-sheino, lo-hoitzo re-she-dush. Elo, shelo-yitame yasamash. So in other words, the Gemara says here that the reason as to why a Nitila Shniya is required even though in it before Karbas. So in Nitila Rishino was done because of Nesach Hadas. So on account of the fact that he's preoccupied with Hallel, Hagodah, Hallel, so the middle of death is Nesach Hadas because on account of his preoccupation with the Hagodah and the Hallel, he might forget for it because of his preoccupation with the Hallel. He is naturally disposed to forget and touch. I mean, in touch, certain mechanisms is good. So in Mele, it's considered as Hadas, even if Tlapishmai is Galye, that he didn't touch any mechanism is good. But since it's natural for him, on account of his preoccupation with the Hagodah and Hallel to touch mechanisms in the group, so Mele it's considered as Hadas. And since it's as Hadas, so the male has to be naked again. So the only reason as to why he has to be naked again, even though he already washed his hands once, before the car passed, so it's because of the Sechadas. But if not for the Sechadas, now. Tehme mai tzoi, lahai taime, tehme kolei bintil vishen, elo hoi so vishen dush, elo shom yitame yasamash, lo yitame yasamash. So Tehisves said, in the big Tehisves that begins on the swallow and out, so Tehisves, when he cited the Gemara in Brochet, that means, and then he said, again, Ahati, Sheko, Echot, for not all the Achas, he hid the Vizier. Why? Ahati, Sheko, Echot, for not all the Achas, he hid the little Vizier. So in other words, so he has to wash both hands, even the hands that he washed already. So Meile Tisa says the Kashe, Teime my tzorich lai taime, Teime lo yitur yishen lo yisol yishen dush. So in other words, so the reason is why, even though he washed, one hand he washed, before the kos. And according to Tisa says, so it wasn't literally covered up Ochen, as Tisa in Ochen says. According to Tisa, see, I'm sorry, so I'll put in, he had to wash because of the tumor, because in those days that they were Zoya, in Tumor Vitare, so Al-Pudin he had to wash before he drank the kos. So he already washed one hand. So then when he has to eat, so let him just wash the other hand. But the one hand that he already washed, why should he wash again? So Tejas pointed out there that he had to wash. So Mila Tejas said, Kashe, what's the reason? Because the reason as to why he washed one hand, it wasn't Krishna Dusha, it wasn't because of a certain mitzvah. But it was just because Bisman Shehoi Yisroel Zir and Yitume Mitare, Bisman Chazal, so then it was Oser to be Mitame the Mashkin, because then the Mashkin would pass on the goof. So that Nitile is not the same kind of Nitile as the Nitile that is required. That is Krishna Dusha. That is Krishna Dusha. So Mele, even though you made the Nitile, but that Nitile is not Lishin Dush. So when you have to eat pass, or you have to eat pass, so Mele, you have to wash again, so Tesis Kashi is, so why does Gibora say that the reason is to why he washes again, before the Matzah and before the Tibul Sheni, is because of Esach Hadas, but if not for Esach Hadas, he wouldn't have to wash his hands again. But now he has to wash his hands because of the matzah. So that's Rishin Dushe. And the first Nitile was not a Shem Dushe. So it appears from the Gemara in Broches that even though he washed his hands once, and he was Mechuyev to wash, but it wasn't Lashem Dushe. So now when he has to wash Lashem Dushe, so he has to wash again. So even without the Zechadas, even without the Haggadah and the Halal, so he should have to wash again. Tehle Matzor by time it will do Lashem Lois Lashem Dushe. Elu Shoy Tam is a Mashi. Ve'ye Shreima, Yisauke Daitoch, Dechim Shenotav, So the Washington case is very strange. First of all, why does Nietzsche say this Salted Aitoch? It's not this Salted Aitoch. The Gemara says that the reason is why he's sorry. He has to wash his hands again, even though he already washed, is because of Esach Hadas. But if there wouldn't be Esach Hadas, what's Esach Hadas? Esach Hadas consists in the fact that he says that he's preoccupied to the house, God in the house. But if there wouldn't be a Zechadahas, he wouldn't have to wash his hands. So it's not his Al-Kadaitok. It's only the Hermes. Why the stage was saying his Al-Kadaitok. And then there is a spirit. There is a spirit between what Tetris mentioned from the Himalayan Boris here on top and what Tetris says here. And the Kasha of Tetris was based upon the Halacha that is mentioned in Tetris on top. That's what Tetris Kasha. So in other words, Teisha says, since Chum is Leboi Kavone, since Chum is Leboi Kavone, we can't solve it like that. But that's not the Salgadaito. That's Hermes. So if there is a spirit between the Teisha's here and the Teisha's on top, Teisha's on top. So Bishleime, in respect to what Teisha says in the Kashe, so he can say, Teisha's in the Kashe assumed that even if we say, but even Itile, if there was an Itile, for another purpose, not Rishen Tushé, that's Gorat and Ol Kavon. I mean, we could say that. I mean, it wouldn't be stopped. But Tetzres on top said, with so many words, that and that was Mechuyeh. Why? Because the first Itile on one hand was not Rishen Tushé. It was not the same dish. So it wasn't because of Schach Tumo, it wasn't because of the Mitzvah of Schach Tumo, it was for another reason. Bizman Chazal, they were Zoya, Bitume Mitare, so they were not supposed to be Mitare. So we may lay with why is another Nitile. So why does Tesha say here, contrary to it, and what's the Pshat in this other life? It's very strange, but the Goyim explains it very well. I mean, that's the the old ask against the statement, but the right shot, and the plain shot, is what the Goyen says, in Simon Kuptun Ches. And the Goyen here mentions even the Masho. So you can see from there that the Goyen learned everything, even the Masho learned. Because there are some daily today who consider themselves daily, that they consider it with legal dignity to look into the Masho and the Marashi. So you see that the Goyen looked into Masho, and Rav Chaim also learned that from Masho. Rav Chaim, in one piece of Torah, mentions him Aramshi. It's a very long call. I'm not going to be the whole call. It'll take too much time. But whatever is relevant for this stage. So, it's a Simen Kuftun Ches, Simen Kil Ches, Sim Zayin. So the Mechaber says, not a lot of the Gola should be spooned with Mashke. But HaKach Yim Tzerech Lechem, Yesh Mi Shem Yidam Dvoro, Sheneis in Tila Eirolei. Sheneis in Tila Eirolei. So in other words, so he has to wash. He has to wash. And make it Brocha too. So then the Ramo says, when we see a Tani Tei Yikol Goloi Brocha. So the Goyen says, that actually the Ramo is disposed to disagree with the Mechaber. And that he holds that he doesn't have to make another Nitile. As long as he made one Nitile and Dov Shibur Mashke, and then he wants to eat Lechem, so he doesn't have to make it. But Lechumre, the Ramo, is also Cheshish. So because of that he says he should wash again. But it's not. His Achroyim is more disposed that he doesn't have. So only the Sofik of Lechumre, so maybe we shouldn't make a Broch. This is how the Goyim explains. Alright, so then he says, oh, the Yeshlima is Salkadaitok. Aber Divrei HaTeis ist nicht. So he mentioned something that everybody raises the question again. So the Goyim says, Aber Divrei HaTeis ist nicht. It's the third line from the part, from the end of the Birako. The Divrei HaMaschri was suche. The Divrei HaMaschri was suche. Wie ich schon gesagt habe, Gott sei Lema, die Saute da ito, die Chum, die Boi, Kavon. Aber die Morgen, die Broches, Zwirrelei, die Zorich, Kavon. Ratals und Tirech, Zwei, Kavon, wie das am Aksch, und plukte ihn, wie viel Beise, Chum, da von der Dalle. Und mit Beins, wie das, hat Eise, lief sich ein Bierchen. Because there is a Machlik, es ist Chum, da von der Dalle, whether Chum is Boi, Kavon, oder nicht Boi, Kavon, mit Chum, oder mit Kedesh, mit Kedesh, mit Chum, certainly Boi, Kavon. But, le Chum, so le Machlik is, Rav and Rabich. So Rav says that loy boy kavon. So nido she tovlo. So he stay all the days. Ve asu alecho betrumo. Shaloi be kavon. Nido she tovlo. Shaloi be kavon. So muteres le beiso. Muteres le beiso. Ve asu alecho betrumo. And Rabich says asu le beiso. So Rav says that the trum is loy boy kavon. And Rabich says chum boy kavon. How do we pass? So most rishayim, I mean the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch pass like Rav. The Tchum is loy boy kavon. Teis Shita is that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yechanan. The other Rishayim also, who pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the Tchum is loy kavon. So he says, when Teis says, in other words, there is no stira between the Teis and Tav and Teis here. Because whether, when the first Nitila was not Rishayim Kedushim. In other words, it didn't involve any Kima Mitzvah. It wasn't because of Schach Trumo and because of his Kaddish and his Kaddish, but because of a different reason. In order not to be Mitamei, not to be Mitamei Eichel or Mashi. So then he has to eat Pas, whether he has to make a new Nikila. And there is no Eschadas. So whether he has to make, whether the original Nikila that was not Rishayim Kedushim, so is Eile for the Pas. So that's Tolu in the Machlekes, between Rav and Rabich. According to Rav, that Chum loy boy kavone, so it is there. According to Rabbi Yechane, that Chum is boy kavone, it's not there. It's not there. So the middle of this is on top. Is expressive of the shittas of Teis is on the evidence. And Teis is shittin is that the Aloch is like Rabbi Yechane, that Chum is boy kavone. So that's why Teis says, and that Gimori Prochez, which first he says, that not only the Achas, and that was also obligatory, but it wasn't the Shemdush. So then he said, Bumi Vim and Mike. He said, Bumi Mike, because it's how we believe him. So then the Morim Prochets accords with Rabbi Yechanan, with Pasquot Rabbi Yechanan, that Chum Boi Kavone. But according to Rav, so it's Loi Boi Kavone. So this is, it's how to die to. This Gimori, when Gimori says that the reason as to why, he has to wash his hands again, even though he washed his hands once before the Karpa, is because of the Eschadas. But implication being, if there hadn't been Eschadas, he wouldn't have to wash again. He wouldn't have to wash again before the Matzah. So it's because this, the Gemara wants to explain even while we were the Rav, that Chulmoy Boi Kavone. But in view of the fact that Teisves holds that we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, so that's why Teisves says, Salkeraito. So maybe there is no stira from the top Teisves in this case. This is what we're going to see. All right. Now, there is another question here in connection with Kap. According to the Rach Pshat, that Kap is not a poison. Kap is a Toas, which is a Sakone. So we have no problem we have no other problem except the Sakone. So because of that, in order to deaden this Kap, this Toas, he has to plunge it or immerse it in the Haris. In the Haris. Now, so what does the immersion in the Haris accomplish? It deadens the Toas. Now, when does it do that? You know? Even if it's not Shabbos, even if it's not five nights. So, an ordinary day of the week, but it's Yom Tov. So, Meloche Yasur on Yom Tov. And this is not a Meloche of Echon Nefesh. It's not Meloche of Nefesh. At most, it could be Machshir Echon Nefesh. At most. So it could be Machshir Echon Nefesh. that Yesha, I mean, but it's still there is doubt whether it's Yesha. So there's a machlikas upon Yude, Machshir Yechol Nefesh, she Yesha, I mean, Machshir, Lassis on Erev Yomtev. But Machshir Yechol Nefesh said, she Efshal Lassis on Erev Yomtev, he certainly also. And it's not so poshet that it's Yesha. Why, I mean, it's very likely that with a very thorough and strict bdike, before Yomtev, he would be able to take out all the kappes, let's say, with very fine strainers and so on. So why should it be Yevshia? That is emergent. So at most it's machshirin she Yevshia that is emergent. And that is a machleket between Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's muter or not. So how is he allowed? No, he does it exclusively for the purpose. He does it exclusively for the purpose of telling that he lost according to Rabban Chananel. So it's a melochem, it's a lost nishon. So, now there is a loch in the Rambam, I mean it's a Gemara. שיתורים ברוב מזוח המוקירות, ולאבין האופו קרינה ברושים. הריר גיסון חי וכהיר בימו וחי, אבו רימוסי, שאבו יוסו מן הגרור ומן הפרץ. So that's also, I mean, this to us, it's also מן הפרץ. It's a bit of a citated from the חזרץ. כשהם בישו וחי יצבר, כי אם תלויים של בוסו ותלויים של איזה חקיפייס, הריר קומפוטנס. It's a מחלקס in Shabbos between Rav Lezer and the Chachot. So Rav Lezer says, Ahere Kino, is Chayiv Chatos, Kehere Gomor, I think Rav Lezer says. And the Chachomim say, no, it's not. There is no Issa Beraisa in killing a Kino. Why? Why? Because it's a Yalfuse, Dubia Ditzchoshi, in Mishin. We learn how to open Lochas from Mishin. So the Rambam explains it. What does it mean? In other words, when is there a Chiyu, an Issa Beraisa of Mithilas Nishome? Only when it's poor mizocha on the cave. Poor mizocha on the cave. And, but the kino is not poor mizocha on the cave. What is the Rambam says? Now this is inconsistent with the mitzias, I mean, because the kino is also poor mizocha on the cave. I mean, there is no spontaneous generation. So it's also poor mizocha on the cave. But it's not inconsistent with the mitzias. Because true, everything is poor mizocha on the cave. But the fact is, that there are certain organisms that will only originate, they will only be reproduced through the medium of filth, of ipush. True, this is the culture only, but the fact is that without the medium, without this culture of filth, of ipush, so then they will not be reproduced. So, in other words, when we learn out from Toshi that Mithilas Nishoma Midaraita is only offered, if it's poor on Zohar Nekeivo, so it's not just the Gerasa Kosu Zohar Nekeivo. This Gerasa Kosu, of course, is the Gerasa Kosu, but the Gerasa Kosu is expressive of a certain degree of life. In other words, those, they are organisms, small as they are, but they can reproduce without the culture of filth of English. So, they...
אם אמרתי יופי לדבר הרבה יותר, וכל כל המחקר של יופי, כל המחקר הרבה יותר, מי כן להחסים לי שמדבר לזה בעצם לרבונות? אני בא ללמוד על החמל הזה בעצם, שזה כבר לא חסר את עצים מקודם, שהוא רבון מביא לזה, that in the past of the Jews, from the one who said that he said again, none of them said that. But he said Rabbonon, against which the Reis, and or every Jew, against which the Rabbonon, so then it is the Bible. So here, when he said, yeah, not anymore together, so then it is changing more than the Rabbonon, the Bible more like I mastered me, mastered like that. The Yishlema, the Shire people, the Yishlema, the Yachim, those who battled that method is Haver. Now, I mentioned that there are two shots in Mitzvah's battle to the Rabbi Mahdi. Whether the Gemara is discussing the people in the Hefzah or people in the Haritzah. But this Territ of Faces can apply to both. In other words,
Bitte nach Hefte, so weise bitte nach Hefte. Because the particles of the matze are intermingled with the particles of the moi. So that's only Shayach. If you mix them together and choose on them, so really, for the chewing, they are broken up into particles and the particles are intermingled with each other. Mashiach takes the bowl of moi and the piece of matze, one piece of matze, and he swallows them and doesn't chew on them. So the neighbor, they're not intermingled. So even in his mouth, they're not pure. We just touch each other, but they're not pure. So maybe there couldn't be any people in the head, and there couldn't be people in the mindset either. Only when you chew them first, and then there is the people in the mindset in the town. But if you take the whole bowl of moi and the whole piece of matze, and you swallow them, and you swallow them at once, so in the town you're not intermingled. He fills the town of the moi separately, and the town of the matze separately, even though he swallows them the same time. So the kasha and the teretz make sense according to either pshat in mitzvahs and bakhtos v'esu. Matzah would be called echot there, near an Italian. So why does everyone have the before the matzah, the time which is in Italy, take it before him yad. He who should take that work and should pray. I'll show you in Lashono, in Avroch or Chivo, in Zohar Yechuitin, take it before him yad. So there is a big tradition. In other words, that where is the Yerushalayim Mitzvah? Where is the Yerushalayim Mitzvah? So there should be no Hefzek in time in Chatzir. In other words, so the dream has to be immediate. There shouldn't be any lost time. We're not talking here about the Chadah. Just of the lapse of time without any Chadah. So of course the Eved, it doesn't matter. But the Chatzir, so in the Yerushalayim Mitzvah, there is no Aloha. There is no Aloha. That it has to be yad mamish. There is no aloha that has to be yad mamish. Mashiach, by Birkas HaMitzvah, so the Chatzilah, he says, it has to be yad mamish. Alright, here we go. No more entering as a shuk. I'm ready to be Rav Yanai, he is here, he will be naked in the shop. Why is he here as a shuk? In order that the naked should ask. Now, make him shout. Ishi Yaki Adin Ishi. Now, the Pesha said, Ukrema, Ubitirka, Yobi Mishoy Ubishovo, Abu Bami Shishua, Lomo Eichri, Esa Shulchon, Lo Yvotem Manishtam, Vahida Abayi Ubirisha Mori Kvashu. Very important thing to mention this stuff. Abayi Abu Yosef coming around. Aber Yossi kam der Rache. Hose die Komadre Kache, die kam weg. Ich tue mir sicher nicht hoch. Oma Leuen, Sabayese, Adayu in Kastimo, hat du Komadre Kache, die kam on. Before you even started eating, you already removed everything from the table. Oma Leuen, Rabbe, das Auto, die Lehmann, man ist da. Now let's see. Was der Reich war. Der Tag kommt immer am Anstand. Die Teile kam on, hoch und nicht her, wie war Schädel oder Achsme. Mann ist dann, die chemische Schuhe. Mann ist dann auch, in uns riechen immer am Anstand. Er war sich von Gott. Wie viel so? So, all we have to say, in der Tschule, wie viel sie nicht dabei mit Israel, und wir sind, in uns riechen immer am Anstand auch, er war sich von Gott, wie viel sie nicht dabei mit in Mitzrayim, on Weissim, Kovat Vormol. Now, Teitzre says, in Shiyaki Atim Yisha, Kereba on Dirkach, Yom Yishe, Vishon Vori, Abo Vameshe Shoa, Lomo Meitzrin Es Ashukho, Lo Yipote, Liman Ishano. So in other words, so definitely part of Ishano, but the purpose is to avow the curiosity of the thing. Now, what is the curiosity of the teenage is about? So then, he's likely to raise other questions. In other words, he has to become ethos. So once his interest, his curiosity is aroused, so then no probability of asking other questions. So that will be, so we'll be able to become the mitzvah of the kind of people. In other words, all these are lochets of Akira Shulchan, Chiluk, Chloe Zvegezi, I mean, to a value the Kiyasu the Kinik. So they are based upon the rice. In other words, the meat, the rice is the capital of the meat. So in other words, so the father is mechuyev to provoke the circumstances that will, I mean, he is mechuyev to supply the circumstances that will provoke the curiosity of the teenage. And you will ask questions about its essence, about Pesach. So then the father will be able to verify the mitzvah of Hidalgo Rinchon. Because what is Hidalgo Rinchon mean? Hidalgo Rinchon means you will answer, you will respond to the child. But if the child doesn't ask, you cannot respond. You cannot respond. So you have to supply the circumstances that will provoke the curiosity of the teenage, and the teenage will ask, then the father will be able to be carrying the mitzvah of the Garibaldi Rinchon. So actually all these things of are in the fulfillment of the means towards the fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Garibaldi Rinchon. Of the Garibaldi Rinchon. This is what they say. In other words, this started with about the curiosity, and then that was made by Abaye. Abaye was not here. So in other words, but he initiated all this. In other words, so he about the curiosity of the Kinetics, and then a number of questions came up by the Kinetics, according to Teisa. So then he says, Omle Rabbe, potato milema manishtam. Now, what does the Rashbam say? But the other milema manishtam, the time we come to Kocham Eishele, we watch you at manishtam. The Hebrew says, show alone, manishtam, it is Greek milema manishtam. Elo, we watch it out of all. We should have battled with its kind, on the easy for that Vorim alone. On the easy for that Vorim alone. So in other words, so from the Rashbam, it's mashma that when Abaye said to Rabbi, "Adayim v'kach, we don't have to come back. Kach and Tavon." So in other words, why do you do that? Why are you in the shulchan? We have every day. So you are in the shulchan after we finish the rikul, but we are even starting, and you are very eager. You are very eager in the shulchan. So he says, "Yichid sheshalom, man shtano, eyon tzlichalei ma man shtano." But where did he ask man shtano? He didn't ask man shtano. He only said, Adai v'kach minon, atikom ha'akatach v'kach on the other side. Manishtano doesn't mean dafke manishtano. There is no mystical significance in those words. In other words, a question is raised. Why is it done that way? Why do you act that way differently than any other day? So the mele, even the tzrikhoi no manishtano, elo lohoshi balbo, libishtabadu b'mitzrayim, on lo isi kol adorno. So in other words, so Rabbi answered, it's not mentioned, that the reason as to why we do all these things, the reason as to why we do all these things is because we Shabbat will be tried. The Gemara says that we have to make a shulchan, we have to be mitabe or shlikoni in order to allow us to yasir the kinik, the kinik should have. Now, so what should be done? The kinik should have. After all, we do it in order to allow us to yasir the kinik, the kinik should have. So when the kinik does that, I don't know whether normally, I mean, Kinnikis today, do they ask this question, why do I have children? I mean, why we are Mechalik Kinnis against him? Why we are amazing Kishen before the soup? So, but all these things is not a tradition. In other words, come up and share with something to the Mishnah, the next Mishnah. Come, the Mishnah's Kishen, I've been share with something, you know, my Mishnah, I have such amazing Kishen. So I don't know whether the lady Kinnikis says, ask that question. But suppose the Kinnikis do ask this question. So what's the answer? What should we give it? The Gemara doesn't discuss. All that, the Gemara only tells us that we have to do all that in order to allow it. In order to the teacher that, and when the Kinnikis does ask, so what do we tell him? What kind of an answer do we tell him? It's not your business. What do we tell him? Oh, we tell him, well, we do it in order to ask. Well, that kind of an answer will not satisfy the Kinnikis. So what do we tell him? What do we tell him? So the Mogadlom says, we see the Torah in Gimel. And that's in line with what the Rashbam says here. So he says, Dios Yitzhave, in Simen Tofain Gimut, at the end of Sivor, Dios Yitzhave was Sivor.
Now,
a good day, not like that. Rashi explains it, Lechemini, Shemini, all about good. But Rabbi Chanani explains, Lechemini, Shemini, Shemini. Apparently, Rabbi Chanani doesn't want to explain it like Rashi. Why does he want to explain it like Rashi? Because Rabbi Chanani agrees with the Rambam. Because Rabbi Chanani, with the Rambam, she is a chat, but with the Rambam, because he's not the people here to try with contingent upon that. Even if it's only that it's the pshat in Babu Dhamma, because it's not more than that, what it means, that the mixture of which is Israel begins on the lion. That it cannot begin before it's lion, because of an account of Sikhi Mechilati. So the Mele cannot explain like Rashi. So Mele, he explains it, why, so then the question arises, why do we have to resolve to specialize the Chachamim of Lechemini, that if there is a mitzvah of Agodah, regardless of man. So Rashi would have to say, Rashi agrees with Rav Tzadik Goyen in the Bahato, who do not even mention the mitzvah of Yitzhak of the Yimcha, of the Yitzhak of the Yitzhak of the Yitzhak. Why not? So the answer is, because they hold that the Yitzhak of the Yitzhak is a mitzvah, is part and parcel of the mitzvah of man. And then the Pshat, Lechemini, Shein, all of Agodah, in other words, this is a concomitant of Agod. Agod is Pesach, is Mabit HaMikdash. But it's not a mitzvah in the Atmo. That's the reason why our Chazirish and Rav Tzadik Goyen do not mention it in the Nira Mitzvah. And according to our Chazirish and Rav Tzadik Goyen, in the Name, those Jews in Russia who have no matzah and they cannot eat matzah, they are not going to say Agod. Say Agod. So that's the reason why we have to resort to the special process of Lachanani to be advised. That even though there is a process of Yitzhak or Yimcha, there is a process of Yitzhak or Yimcha, there is a process of Yitzhak, but all these are concomitant of Matthew. And it's only in conjunction with Achilles Matthew it can be fulfilled. And when there is no fulfillment of Achilles Matthew, there is no fulfillment of Sipa Yitzhak Yitzhak. But Rabbi Hanane, he holds by the Rambam that Sipa Yitzhak Yitzhak is an independent there, which is mentioned in Dr. Yimcha, in the topic of Zohar Naima, that is in Israel. So the question arose, why we have to resort to a special aloche of Lechidun Ron Harbe? Rabbanani says, Lechidun Ron Harbe is why the Achilas Mate has to be coupled with the declaration as to the rationale of Achilas Mate. Mate is usually for something. Mate is usually for something. So Rache, Lechidun, Onisi, Maloni Gedalti Nifuse, Akam Nifuse. Akam Nifuse. Nivorei, so Rashi said, Akam Nifuse. Nivorei Vahelet Ma. Ushbe Shoyin is Mais, Ushbe Shoyin is Mais, Nivorei Shoyin is Mais. Gesor of the three out of six Shoyin is, and the three out of six, now the Advanter is the same thing. Akam Nifuse, Nivorei Vahelet Ma. Ushbe Shoyin is Mais, Ushbe Shoyin is Mais, Ushbe Shoyin is Mais, Ushbe Shoyin is Mais, Ushbe In other words, at this point there is a machlokes v'shem. The reason the Rambam Shita is that at Pesach night you have only two months, one shleim or one pus. So Pesach night you don't have two shleim. But the Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam and the Shita of the Rosh is that Lechemini is an additional halacha. It doesn't negate any halacha that is made every Shabbos in Elia. It's an additional halacha. But the halacha that you have to have, stay chalas shleimim, that is made every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, is made Pesach night too. But there's an additional halacha of Uso. So the melee, according to them, you have to have three matzahs, two shleimim and one Uso. According to the Rambam, and the Goyim also agrees in the Rishon Rambam, you have to have only two Pesach nights, the Pesach night, a shleimo and the Uso. Shleimo and the Uso. Now, so, actually that mission. The Shita of the Mishnah Rambam is that you have to have two matzahs, a shleim on the food. So, and that applies according to the Mishnah Rambam, even if Pesach night is fine enough, is sharp. So that is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu means, that it negates the halacha of shleimim that is made on Shabbat. So even if Pesach happens to be a certain Pesach happens to be on Shabbat, you still use only two matzahs, one shleim on food. The shita of the Rashi and the Rashbam in cases of the Rosh is that it's an additional one. But yes, so you have two shleim and in addition one food. And that is a military music pattern. And there is a sheet of the Baalach and Ele, for the guys that don't say, is Pesach for the Pesach, is on weekday, on weekday, then you have two maps, one Shlevo, one Kuto. Is the first Pesach in a Shabbat, so then you have the three maps, two Shlevo, and one Kuto, we'll be starting. So, another Aloha that can be twisted, to the Hamedi, Madal de Jeloni, who maps is initiated. So Rashi said, Hassan, who must it be shame? He said, he did that. He did show that. Now, because he'll have to do everything, so then the lesson will be a necessary delay in the receiving of matters. Naturally, a person cannot do two melochas at the same time. So in order to avoid any delay in the baking, in order to expedite the baking of the matzah, so they both have to participate. I mean, the husband, that's the way an oni does. Why an oni? Because if, let's say, he's an oshia, so he can have more herb and he can make some melee, so he doesn't have to do it himself. But an oni cannot afford to have servants and maids, so melee, in order to expedite the baking of the matzah, so he and his wife have to be engaged in the baking of money. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it will become homage. It is a taxi, or it will become homage. Now, in order to become homage, then the dough must fly idle for at least a sheer meal. But have a meal is, according to one sheet meal is 80 minutes, according to one sheet meal is 22 and a half minutes, according to the Rambam in Peel Shamish in Sochim, and the Rambam mentions that in connection with it. So a meal is 24 minutes. But if the delay is only for a few minutes, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, he doesn't come home. So what does he say? The Rashi and the Rashi says the same thing. That is the only who market these things. He makes him down the tunnel. He said, "Who market it? He only shall be down the tunnel. He is down the tunnel. So he is down the tunnel. He is down the tunnel. He is down who market these things for? He is so down. Some other share. First of all, it will not become homeless unless it will remain idle for 80 minutes. But if it will remain idle for less than 80 minutes, it will not become homeless. And then something else, if it is for the purpose of preventing trouble. So what does it do with Lachamayni? Lachamayni is a Gerazakosu in the matter that is based for faith and life. The matter with which young kind, the mitzvah of Beratechu Matin, but if it is less essential for the preventing of comets of chimus, then it's for all matters of all things. There's nothing to do with Lachanei, there's no aloha of Lachanei, it's not all things. Now, so because of that, the Rosh has another shot. We'll soon see what the Rosh is done. Now, but the two will mention it. Now, but what's the shot in Rashi and Rashbam? I'm going to begin to explain that way. So then there is proof that when it comes from comets and he saw, if it is left idle, Shri O'Neill is the whole apostle. 80 minutes. Then it doesn't come from it. But actually, according to science, I mean, there's a mitzvah. And the halacha never negates, I mean, the mitzvah. The scientific fact. So chimus is not something from teshuva. What is chimus? Fermentation is a gradual process. And the chimus begins immediately, the chimus. Even if you don't put it idle for 80 minutes, there is chimus. So what's the pshat? That only reflects you on you. So our beginning, chimus represents a certain degree of fermentation. Which degree of fermentation? There is more, there could be more fermentation and less fermentation. So which degree of fermentation? So that degree of fermentation that is represented by a dough that is left idle as human. But actually, the chimus begins to see before, it begins to live. Because of that, there is a law in Shulchan Aruch that we have to let, which is, you are not allowed to let the dough lie idle, just like that, when there is no absolute necessity, so you're not allowed the Chachila to let the dough lie idle even for 1 minute, the but the Eve, if you left the idle for less than she'll do, it doesn't come from the Shulchan Aruch, but the Chachila, we're not allowed to let it lie idle. So it's not because if we allow it to idle for a few minutes, or maybe you'll forget and then we'll idle for a few minutes. It's not because of the day. No, because the chiyus, the actual chiyus, the chemical chiyus fermentation begins immediately. But of the bean, it's only chomets when it reaches a certain degree of fermentation. That degree, that degree is represented by dough that has been idle for 80 minutes, 20 minutes. So the mele, the evidence would tell, but the chatchile is off. So the chatchile is off there. In other words, if there is no absolute necessity. But suppose, let's say, he's a poor man, and he doesn't have any servant, he doesn't have any maid, and because of that, when he takes the matzah, not for the night of Pesach, but for the other days of Pesach, so there has to be a delay of 2 minutes. There has to be, because he has to mix, and then he has to put it in the oven, and maybe, let's say, true, he prepared the oven before, but it cooked up already, so he has to throw in another log of wood. So the melee, there is a delay, an extra delay, a necessary delay. Then he will not be able to be Israel Hathchile of letting the dry. When is there an Israel Hathchile to leave the dry when it's not necessary, but when it's necessary for the baking, because the oven cooled off a little bit in the course of his mixing, so then he has to put in another lot of wood and fire, in the fire of the oven, then it's not Israel Hathchile. So it's only also there when it's not necessary to have a delay. So this is special halacha. According to Rashi ben Rashbam, in regard to Matzah Mitzvah, that he has to take all the necessary measures, so that in the baking of the Matzah Mitzvah, there won't be any delay, not even necessary. So he has to take. So that is special halacha in Matzah Mitzvah. But in all other matzahs, so he only has to make sure that he shouldn't become chomet. And of course, the chatchile. He's not allowed to let it lie idle just like that, I mean, when it's not necessary. But if it is necessary, in order to bake the matzah, then he's allowed to have chatchila to do it. If it's necessary to stop, leave the dough that was already mixed and knead it, so to knead it, let it stay on the table idle for 3 minutes in order to make the oven a little hotter, so then he's allowed to have chatchila. But in regard to matzah, there's a special aloha that he has to take all the necessary measures. All the necessary measures that so that no delay will take. So that's the halacha. Now, doubt me, shall only who must be saved? I've got none who must be saved. Now, the Rosh had another shot. It's Mr. Samach, sure. So he says, in Valdemaise de Hatzim, Machmir Mal Atzmon to gain him Hamachir, the washing the Atzmon day. The washing the Atzmon day. So the other day, what Machmir, with the matter of it, they beat themselves, the Rishi. End up. The Rishi end up. The idea of Rino, my daughter Shaloni, who must be teaching? Moche in Mitzvah of Odom, the Mishtabel Vatir Samatsu Vatiyot. The Hebrew Yod is a very of your old now, when the Mishtabel Ben Vatir Vatiyot, when the Zahid Vatir Ben, when the Zahid Ben Vatiyot. So in other words, so the shot of the Rosh and the two, I mean, my daughter Shaloni is not like Kashi in the Rashbam. It's to prevent the Chimut, and the Chimut. But in other words, to be involved, my daughter Shaloni, so the husband and only himself participate. Out of poverty, so he also participates in the baking. He participates. So this halacha has to be lechemen. So the mitzvah for one to participate in the mixing, in the mixing, the kneading, and the baking of the matzah. The mixing, the kneading, and the baking. This is the reason why most Hasidic rabbis, so they themselves mix their own matzah, and they themselves, bake the matzah. That's the basis for it is the pshat of the Rosh. The pshat of the Rosh in the order of Mad Atishol. Whether according to the Rosh that's the most proper thing for them to do, I don't know, because when the game did it, so they knew how to mix and they knew how to bake. So it didn't involve any extra delay. But when someone doesn't know how to mix, and he has to be told, no happy to Rabasa, no happy to Rabasa. And then, because of that, so there is a considerable delay in the mixing and in the baking, And then he has to be told exactly where to put it, with this corner of the oven or that corner of the oven. So I don't think that this game would say that this is the more meat. But if someone is able to do it, he has the expertise in the mixing and in the baking, then there is, according to the whole chart, there is a mitzvah upon the person to be involved in the baking and the mixing. Now, the danger, my dad is only the good. You read the Gamma, I'm making songs with all our food. The same as I'm dedicated to the world. The Gamma, I can make him in the Peta, Shemania, Kusso, the Hashwein, the Hashwein, to be fair. So better is the Machlike between Rabune and Rabikhan. Does anyone have to go to the prophet? Now, that's what I said to the same. Isma, the new name is Sissi Mushway. Sissi is Sissi means a matter that is natural. It's natural. Now, according to this way, so the chap is more interesting to the case where the one that is natural is much bigger than the shop. Omar Abune, you go to have a Sissi who pays their attention. Where is that? So according to Rabbi Tam, so there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Tam. According to Rashi, so Rabbi said before, what is the way to Rashi? So in the city, and the Shulim that are on the same side, so then according to Rabbi, he said before, how is here? This has nothing to do with paper, and it's nothing to do with Shabbat and Yom Tov. It has to do with every day. When you make it more, this is amazing. I'm a plain person. So according to Rabbi, so before I was sitting there, I said, so Rashi explains, the whole assistant is the Christian, the one that is natural, the broken or the was skipped off. So he and the Sholem are of the same size, so then, according to Rabune, there is no preference that in the Sholem. But of course, there couldn't be a preference that in the Christian. If the Sholem and the person are of the same size, why should there be a preference? So then, before I was here, but if the Christian is daily, for the city. So he has to say the great amazing and the city. Because it has a bigger factor. And the Lincoln says, oh, I show you something. I come to have a town. So Rabune is reference to the case where the city are dealing with the Shreem of Sani and with Rabune. So according to Rashi, in such a case, according to Rabune, there is reference for city. According to the town. So in such a case where the Sissim are daily and the Shreem are standing, so according to Rabune, he can do whatever he wants. He can be voyage on the Sissim that are daily or on the standing that are Shreem, and Shreem that are standing. And the Yerichan says, Shreem will be to Rabune. Shreem will be to Rabune. So then the Yerichan says, Omar, it's okay, after me, we pay that. Shemamich is also with the slave of the my tiny little enemy. So my Pesach, so he proves the Pesach, the Master Pesach. The mean, the Master Shlomo, and the Yivor. Because of that. So, now, there are several cheeses of Hashem. Now, the Aloha is to be that you have to use a Master Pesach, Pesach-like, because of the enemy. So you have to need a Master Pesach. Now, the question of Isaac is, and which matzah does he say which bracha? There are two brachas. I make the Rebbe know. And the bracha of Achilas Matzah. So there is one shite that the shite of the Rosh. That the Birkat HaMetzim, he says, and the Matzah Shreem. And the Birkat, al Achilas Matzah, the Birkat HaMetzim, al Achilas Matzah, there he says, how the Matzah Shreem. That where is the Rosh Hashanah? That the Meitzi is on the Shlomo, and the Achilas Matzah is on the Pusos, between the two, who say the opposite. That the Meitzi is on the Puso, and the Achilas Matzah is on the Shlomo. Now that is very strange. Now let's see what it is.
Deze stelling is de Goldwoches hebben de recite. Goldwoches hebben de recite. Aan de kust. Maar dat is gewoon in de kust. Niet dat ik aan mijn leven zit, zoals de boy aan de kust. Je geen maasman, je hebt de woning, die koma, akkermedi, die een pesa, je maakt die akkus, of is je haschreem, is op het zeer. Pere is a few mandoma door, haschreem, kolaschono, upeet er is a psissini. Meet er niet pes, a die boy haschreem, elo aptiso, is mata akkishaloni, wanneer is je haschreem, die wijk, zwaar wordt ze put, de prus op de niederschreem, die is in niederschreem, wordt er haschreem. So in other words, and the shleim order is only symbolic. Tzia, tzia means breaking it, cutting it. That's what tzia means. So on the shleim order has to be only a symbolic tzia. But on which is to be realized an actual tzia? On which matter you break off? On which matter you break off? So that's the shleim. Umanicho b'zeh shleim order, k'dei she'imir she'botza l'shleim. So that's sufficient. But where does it, in which matter does it make the actual breaking? That's in the shleim. I mean, that's in the first. Because the Gemara says, Hakamedi. What do you mean Hakamedi? Everybody. Everybody. But all these Amarel, Moroyim, they discuss Kolashon. And Kolashon, there is only one Broche. Amitelechem in the Oret. So when he said to me in Pesach, so it's the Saber that when he said to me in Pesach, so it also means, even in connection with the Birkat Hametz, that is the Broche, that is made Kolashon. Of course, it's not the Raya Broche. Umashma me abeiti kol hamay. Bikom abos hoche. Omar afriye, or ababe. Omar afriye barabo, or ababe. Shabo os chayi kusi al shneki kol. Shenema, liktu lahamish. Vika mutzit afriye barabe, feri kol kismu. So why does it mention there? Elo lehoche, maizu oso, maha pesa. Leima, shetzolo lichshom, mati shtishi, mishum lechem mishne. Vichayi kusi al shneki kol. Vim shabo beliyot. Yeah, so in other words, okay, this mentions an additional point. Two separate points. One point is that both the Broche of HaMitzvah and the Broche of HaHilas Matzo have to be recited on the Prus. And then another point that he mentions, that that's in line with the Shita of Rashi and the Rashbam, in connection with the Machlokes Rishonim, whether you have a Prus or in addition to Tishleimis, or not in addition to Tishleimis. So Teisa Shita is that it's in addition to Tishleimis. And Teisa mentions the Raya because the more they are mentioned, this aloha of state kikorins, and what does kikorins imply? In other words, shleimis. So it mentions that aloha immediately occurs. I would say of state kikorins, baby shanio. So that's why it mentions in order to tell us that on Pesach night there is also aloha of state kikorins. But there is aloha of puso. The answer is, it's a short time shteya. You have two mati shleimis, and then you have one mati puso. You lack of the mission is the thing was Kabalfish or the CRC for the other. But Kabalfish doesn't agree with this point of basis. Tesis only mentions Kabalfish that there is a loche of Lechem Mishne, and Yom Tov too, not only on Shabbos. Because we could argue the whole reason as to why we have to have Lechem Mishne because of the man. So it's mentioned in the Torah that on Friday a double portion of the man came down. But maybe Yom Tov, so out of Yom Tov, no double portion came down. So there wouldn't be any chiyuv of Lechem Mishneh. So he mentions that Rav Alfez, that the chiyuv of Lechem Mishneh applies equally to Yom Tov and Shabbos. So on that point, Teisves agrees with Rav Alfez, but Teisves doesn't agree completely with Rav Alfez. According to Rav Alfez, or Lechem Eini, negates a din of the Amin of Tushleimis. My Pesach night, and according to Teisves Lachemeini, the Gevakos Lachemeini does not make it. Alright. Vakam, Chibos Kamalto, Mitzia Shnei Kikorim, Vakam, 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 that it has a bigger Yushe Shabbos in Yom Tov. That's Mikolas Mani. And well, what does it mean, Mikolas Mani? What does it mean, Ashtei? So, the Bimani.
So that means that I don't have it was here, that I don't have no two double portions. So it's a castle. But Aloha is that the Aloha of the Mishnah applies equally to Shabbos. And this is in Ochet, the test mentioned that in the name of Nachem and Ivoni that he has to say both Ochets and the Pus. Both Ochets and the Pus. So that's this issue here. And then the Rosh is only Achilas Matzo is an but I need to know it's an issue. Achri o yom yvorech, hamitzi al ha-shevo. Vihoder achilas matzo al ha-tuso. So, the mitzi is an issue. The mitzi is an issue. And achilas matzo is an issue. In this Roshi tells, but really, was bitzei am ishtei am yach. Was bitzei am ishtei am yach. Vichei am edavo, tez em yach. Kach, tizi na vashmishi, vichei, kidei kain mitzi vishosh. So we have three shittas. The little girl of the Nikah Makarish Hamas Besir Besir Shemich HaShrim or the Mayu Lachuz of Kateo V'yivorech HaShrim or HaMeiti V'yivza V'yivorech HaShivorech HaPuso HaLachil HaSmatzo V'yivorech HaMishmai V'yachat Reis Boreh V'yivorech HaShivorech 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 Schnitt ist in Jahr, wie ich es war mit, wie man kein Schlag ist nach. Aber eigentlich ist es nicht so rasch. Denn es ist, wenn ich lehe, 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 just the reverse. Aber ich lehe, ich lehe, ich lehe, just the reverse of what I was saying. Ich kann, aber ich lehe, was ich nicht lehe, wie ich 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 lehe, so the shitty of the horse, the shitty of the horse, that he has to be the boy, Hamidi on the shrimp, and Achilas Matzo on the Puso, so that we understand very well. That's not difficult at all. Because the Puso is the Aloche Pesach, so it's a special Aloche Matz, so it's a Kiyum, so the Aloche of Lechemim, Maoni Shedavu, the Puso, Tami Puso, according to the Rosh, he can come with him or in the mitzvah of Berach Tehumat. So, now, the mitzvah, the Brocha L'Achilas Matzo, that is recited, and the mitzvah of Berach Tehumat. So, because of that, the Rosh says that he has to be Mevorach L'Achilas Matzo, which is a Birkas HaMitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Berach Tehumat. And Pruso, or Lachemim, he can come with him, you know, there in the mitzvah of the mitzvah of Berach Tehumat. So, Mevorach, he has to recite. Alachilas matzo on the pus. But Hamidi Lechem in Ores is a broche that is recited every Yom Tev. Not only Yom Tev, recites every time you eat, but on Yom Tev and on Shabbos, every Friday night, and every Yom Tev night. All right. So you have to be Bitzeya and Chalitz, Alechem, and Shteki Kores. And there is Daloche, so you have to say the Mitzvah when you make Mitzvah Lechem in Ores Friday night and two Chalitz. So, can you say the Birkas HaMeitzi and two have Chalitz? No, because there's Aloha B'Chavishne. So it's not only Aloha B'Chavishne that you have to put two Kikor Shleimis on the table. Aloha B'Chavishne is that you have to be Bitzeya and two Shleimis. You have to be Bitzeya and two Shleimis. What does it mean? So, what does it mean, Bitzeya? So Bitzeya means all right, in a Chaname. Bitzeya means the actual Kolet. That's also Aloha. You have to call true, we pass me. I mean, there is a Shibet HaMeitzi. That when you are mivore chamitzi and two kikor shleimis, you have to cut both chalas, not just one chale. But we are not doing that, so we cut just one chale. But at the din it's considered when let's say you have the two chalas and you hold both chalas, and then you cut one chale, so it's considered as if you are bitzei on both chalas. So I mean, just as Teisa says here, umanicho bitzei hashleimer kedishinimim sheposal hashleimer. Even though the actual breaking is on the Pusa. So in the Shleimo there is a symbolic tzia. But I believe it's considered Betzeya.
So the mele, every Friday night, or every Yom Tov night, so when we say, in the Mevorech, the Birkas HaMeitzi, so in the Mevorech, the Meitzi and Shleimis, that the Aloche, because of the Aloche of the Chemishni of the Shleimis, So the mele, Pesach night, too, according to the Rosh, Meitzi Lechem in Orez, you have to say, even without the Mitzvah of Derech Tichlomat, you would have to say, Meitzi Lechem in Orez, because of the Mitzvah of Yidin, because I is Pas, every Yom Tov. So why is Pesach night go out and every Yom Tov, if you haven't been a mitzvah of Berat Yechmatzis? But there is an additional mitzvah. But in so far, so in regard to Achilas Atzol, that's what you have Pesach night, because of the mitzvah of Berat Yechmatzis, and Pusol Achamei is a concomitant of the mitzvah of Berat Yechmatzis, so you have to be Borech on the Pusol. But a mitzvah of Noretz is a given every Shabbos, and every Shabbos every Yom Tov night. You have to be Borech on the Shleimo. So here too you are Mivorech. Mivorech on the Shleimo. Mivorech on the Shleimo. Then, the Shita of Tensis, the Shita of Tensis has to be explained, and the special, the Shita of Tensis has to be explained, in other words, the both of us have to be recited over the Pusot, over the Pusot. Both of us have to be recited over the Pusot. It has to be explained, but it's not so difficult to understand. Because you could say that inasmuch as there is a mitzvah of eating the kazayis matzah of the puso because of lechem eini, so in mele, you have to be betzeya and the puso. So you have to do this. But what is very strange, but it still requires explanation, but it's not difficult to understand. But what is very strange is the shita b'nishen. The Yishenim say just the reverse. The Yishenim say that the Hametz Lachmin Oretz is recited on the Pusa, and Alachilas Matzo is recited, Achilas Matzo is recited over the Shleimo. Now the Shleimo is there because of the Aloche of every Yom. So why should Achilas Matzo be recited after the Shleimo? And Amit Lachem Noret has to be recited Davke and the Pus. But Amit Lachem Noret is named every Yom Tov. So why should the Aloha of Lachem Eini relate to something that is named every Yom Tov? I mean, what's the Svara vision? Now, we find the Aloha of Lachem Eini in a number of instances. For example, of course, we find Lachem Eini in regard to other halachas that have nothing to do with matzah. Lachem Shimon is not hardly a meal. It also has to do with matzah, but it has nothing to do with the achilas. So we have halachas Lachem Eini, Lachem Shimon is not hardly. We have halachas Lachem Eini, Afkan Amu Humas Kishayif, so that relates to the matter of the mixing and the baking. And we find Lachem Eini. So this halacha of Lachem Eini relates to the Ma'aseh Achilas. But we also find halacha of Lachem Eini that if a matzah was milish, b'yayin, b'cholo, b'shemen, b'vash, so it's not the kind of mitzvah matzah. It's not the kind of mitzvah matzah. That's the more that one is not. Matzah Ashir. In other words, if the matzah is a matzah Ashir, or if it was milish, we make it. Instead of mine, so it's not the kind of mitzvah of mine. That's also because of Lachem Eini. So, that means that when the Gemara says matzah shiur, so it's not Lachem Eini, it's not the kind of matzah, so it only has reference to certain types of materials, like yayin, shemen, vash, color, but other materials, so you can be kind of mitzvah of matzah. That is not. So the Rambam says, the Rambam has matzah, matzah shel roshav materials, yitzi 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 yitzi, avo, rosh yitzi, yayi, shene, oi cholo, yishu lechem, amu yishu yam, yin rosh yi yochal, lo yotzi yitzi 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 yitzi. So this halacha of lechem relates to the heftzi of the matzah. You see, the other thing, there are many halachas of the Lachem Eini.
There is one halacha of Lachem Emuni that relates to the Dvorim Hara. So, to the Haggadah, to the Matzah Rishonim, there is another halacha of Lachem Emuni that relates to the manner in